Independence Day reminds us that America won its freedom, but some in America today are locked in chains. America's youth are being targeted by powerful forces bent on their destruction through early addiction to pornography and substance abuse. Today, a call for a new Independence Day as parents take back control of the destiny of their children. Stay with us. From Chicago's Moody Church, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Join us now as Erwin Lutzer paints a grim picture of young people under siege in the battle for America's youth.
Let's pray. Father, how can we possibly counter the culture? On this Independence Day, on this time of this Sunday, as I speak on this topic, I pray that the message may be transforming, but it can't be that apart from the work of your blessed Holy Spirit. Who is going to enable young people to stand against the trends? And where are the parents to stand with them and to intercede on their behalf? Lord, we are in deep need. So come and help us, Lord, we pray. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. Amen. Thieves are coming into our homes and stealing our children. These thieves are coming through locked doors. They're coming through even though the windows are closed. When these thieves come in, they leave the body of the child with you, and they expect you to feed the child, to clothe the child, but the child belongs to somebody else. And that's what's happening in today's culture. These thieves are very insidious. What they want is the soul of your child. They are out to get the loyalty of your child until the day he or she dies. These thieves are well funded and organized. I've learned that these thieves have a plan to take your child from about the age 2 and 3, to get him hooked and to keep him or her under their loyalty until the day they die. And they've got tons of money, and they use the latest technology to do it. These thieves are subversive. What they want is the children from even the best Christian homes. And they want you and me to be able to so cooperate with them that when our children go astray, we say to ourselves, well, we didn't raise our children to be like that. And the proper answer is, you didn't realize it, but you didn't raise your children. Someone else did. You got their body, but somebody else stole their soul. These thieves are joined by an army of subversives, evil people. They want to divide you as a parent from your child. They want to destroy the values of a child. They want to be able to get a child in their grip and keep him there. They're very anxious to do that. And even while we're meeting here, listening to this message, they are working hard at late nights to bring it about. As you might know, in general, I'm speaking of the entertainment industry. And we might put under it television, movies, video games, smash, bang, kill, occultism in those video games. I've had to counsel young people into occultic video games who needed demonic deliverance because of the association. The internet. And all of that, of course, is encouraged by drugs and alcohol. And what they want to do is to keep your child addicted, to break down parental influence, destroy biblical values, and they want to intimidate your child. They want to say that if you have this narrow faith in Jesus Christ, keep it to yourself. You have no right to have a Bible study on the lawn of a secular university, a state university, because that, after all, is state property, and you can't bring religion here. I think of a principal who told a little girl that she couldn't read the Bible on the bus because the bus is state property. Now, pornography, somebody'd go to bat for you, and that's your First Amendment right, remember. But a Bible, no, you can't read it. Not supposed to read it on the bus, said this principal, at least. And so what they want to do is to say to our young people, keep your faith to yourself. You have no right to share your faith in school. You have no right to meet in school. Now, I think the Supreme Court has said that you can meet for Bible studies in school. But imagine it had to go to a Supreme Court because all the enemies of religion were opposed to that. Now, there are all kinds of groups in school. I mean, you know, if you're homosexual, if you're this or that, I mean, you can have any group you want. And so what they want to say is, kid, you came from a Christian home. Keep your mouth shut and don't you dare live your faith. Now, what do we do to respond to this? Take your Bible and turn to 2 Timothy. And young people, I hope you're listening to this because I want you to hear this too. You say, well, who is this message for? It's for parents, it's for young people, it's for grandparents, it's for everybody who has ears. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, you then, my child, be strengthened by the grace that is in Jesus Christ, and what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. In other words, young people, be strengthened by the faith that is in Jesus Christ. I know I'm much older than you, and sometimes young people don't listen to old people, but listen today like you've never listened before. Be strengthened by the faith that is in Jesus Christ. Share, verse 3, in the suffering as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No soldier gets entangled in civilian pursuits, since his aim is to please the one who enlisted him. How do you win a war when you're a soldier? What do soldiers do? First of all, we must hurry here. Number one, know the enemy. You have to know the enemy. Who is it that we are fighting? We are fighting a conglomerate that is absolutely intent on exploiting all of the desires that exist in the human heart, particularly sexual desires, given to us by God, to be sure, but now to be exploited and to be used in a way that is contrary to what God intended, and therefore with some bitter consequences. May I read from a man responsible for MTV. I won't give you his name, though I have his name. He said, the strongest appeal you can make is emotional. If you can get their emotions going, forget the logic. You've got them. It's style, not substance. So what you have, if MTV raises your child, you have boys beginning to feel at the age of 8 feelings sexually that boys never used to have until 12, 13, 14, 15. Now you get it at the age of 8. Shocking statistic I read this week that on the internet, ages 12 to 17, one of the highest categories of children watching pornography. Who's the enemy? First of all, they want to exploit the desires, because we're all sexual beings from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. Because sexuality plays so much a part in our lives, what they want to do is to exploit those desires, to control those desires. They desperately want addicts, as we shall see in a moment. And then you're also up against satanic power strengthening them. I was speaking to a woman involved in pornography, and she said the whole porn industry is just demonized with tremendous energy spiritually and power. That's why they want you hooked. And that's why you can get hooked. And they're looking for people like us to destroy. The thief comes but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Do we know the enemy? See, this is why parents sometimes fail. They say, well, you know, we gave our kids rules. I'm sorry, rules are incredibly important. In fact, if you don't have rules, you have a disaster. But rules aren't strong enough to stand against the work of the devil. You give this kid all of these rules, and who cares what the rules are when all of his desires, aptitudes, and loyalties lie in a different direction? What power can rules have to somebody who wants to do what he wants to do? And like one person said, I'll deal with the devil later. Who cares about rules? Rules aren't strong enough. They're necessary, but you need something more. And if you wonder what that something more is, keep listening. Second, what you have is also a common mission. A common mission. Now, what is the mission of the enemy? The mission of the enemy is to control. To control. I've already mentioned that. Somebody phoned our media ministry just the other day to ask for a quote that I had used. Well, I know what quote it is. I don't have it before me, but I'm going to give you the essence of it. Tammy Bruce, who was head of NOW, National Organization for Women in California, and who's written a wonderful book, even though she's not an evangelical Christian and actually pro-choice and everything else. But she's exposing what the real agenda is, and she says, and in my book, The Truth About Same-Sex Marriage, I have the extended quote where she says the reason, and she's opposed to this, you understand, because she's exposing what's really happening. She said the reason they want to teach sex education to young people as low as 6 years of age is because the porn industry, because it destabilizes a child. It makes a child investigate and experiment with sex. And the porn industry desperately wants a whole crop of addicts time and time again. They are looking for addicts, and they begin at the age of six. Hefner couldn't survive if he didn't have addicts. And that's why he constantly is looking for young boys, constantly on television, trying to gain millions and millions of addicts, because only the addict has the kind of loyalty that the pornographers want. Well, my friend, this is Pastor Lutzer, and on that very sobering note, we close today. I can't say it strongly enough. If you are a parent, it is so important for you to connect with your children. It is so important for you to know what is going on in your schools. It is so important for you to connect with other parents so that you can stop some of the sex education that your children have to endure. And it's very important for you to know what their objective is. They want your child badly. And they want to do all that they possibly can to cut off your influence and to weaken it, so that their impact may be strengthened. May God help us at this moment of history.
Thank you, Dr. Lutzer. Dr. Erwin Lutzer has brought part one of The Battle for America's Youth, a call to parents to take back what the enemy has seized. Tomorrow, more information on the depth of the problem facing the church today. Running to Win comes to you from the Moody Church in Chicago. Today's message can be yours on CD as our thank you when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. For details, call 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw, all one word, .com. Or write to Running to Win, Box 11-174, Chicago, Illinois, 60611. This is Dave McAllister. The battle is very real. To find out more, join us for tomorrow's Running to Win.